Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. And we have very important people and tortoise here today. Did you like how I did that? Rachel Wright, public relations and social media manager from the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, is here. So is Chelsea Welmer. She is the Palm Oil and Conservation Programs Coordinator. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Thank you so much for coming in. Chelsea, go ahead and grab that and move that a little closer. And also, thank you for bringing in Timmy. He is a red-footed tortoise. He's, what, about 30 pounds?
That's right.
Amazing.
Yeah, you get a good arm workout anytime you
Absolutely. And by the way, we just posted a picture of Timmy on our KRDO News Radio Facebook and Twitter pages. So tell us a little bit about Timmy.
Yeah.
Do we know how old Timmy is?
We do. So like you said, Timmy's a red-footed tortoise, and he came to Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in 1984 as an adult. So we're kind of guessing on his age, but about 40 years old.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And he's been out of his shell this morning.
He has. He's been showing off for everybody here at the studio.
Well, he is being an ambassador like he is. So talk about what an ambassador animal is for the zoo.
Yeah. So the animals at the zoo have several roles. And one's obviously spreading joy and excitement to everyone who gets to meet them. But another role is to educate our visitors and serve as an ambassador for their relatives in the wild. So the connection a visitor can make with one of these animal ambassadors might spark and inspire a passion for helping their species in the wild, which is really what we're all about, the conservation.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, tell us a little bit more about, because we know there's so many different types of tortoises.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not to be confused with turtles, right?
Yeah.
Tortoises are completely separate. Do we know a little bit more about red-footed tortoises?
You know a lot about red-footed tortoises, Chelsea.
I do, yes. So they are a tortoise that's found in South America. If you look at the pictures that are up on Facebook, you can see where they get their name from. So the red spots on their
feet.
You
can clearly see the red spots.
Very distinctive. Interesting things about tortoises, they actually can see in color.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they can see in color. So we have some food down there for him, his carrot and sweet potato, so we can see those.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And he loves the red-colored fruits, right? Strawberries are his favorite.
Or is that his favorite? Mm-hmm. Chelsea, he's checking you out right now.
Yeah,
he's like,
is.
Chelsea, what are you doing?
Like, what do you have for me?
Awesome.
Yeah.
He is amazing. And he is just one of the many ambassador animals at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, right?
That's right. Yeah. So our giraffe, as you know, we're famous for our big giraffe herd. Vultures, Panama frogs, black-footed ferrets, and elephants and rhinos are some of the other animals that help people make that connection I was talking about. So one of the more recent conservation efforts we just made was through this partnership with Savo Trust. It's a conservation organization in Kenya, and they provide ongoing anti-poaching aerial surveillance in Savo National Park in Kenya. So we were just able to send another $53,000 to help complete construction of staff housing and provide additional funding for two more support staff positions, which means Savo Trust can continue to monitor and protect about 16,000 miles of land in Savo National Park. That's vital to the survival of these endangered species. They focus on black rhino, like we said, and then the big tuskers, which are the
elephants.
The elephants with the 100 pounds or heavier tusks that there are only 12 remaining and accounted for right now.
Well, and we know it is so hard. And Chelsea, we'll talk more with you about conservation efforts, and you can chime here. It is so hard with these poachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? These poachers get such a payout, and they know sometimes they may not return, right?
That's right.
So they don't care. They go and do. Because the money payout is huge. And by even just going to the zoo, you can help this effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Savo Trust is really realistic about is that a lot of these people, they're not bad people. They're turning to poaching because they don't have any other
options.
Need
to help their
They've
family.
Got to provide for their family. So, like I said, along with the anti-poaching surveillance, they have a lot of community programs. So if you can, backing up, so Richard Mahler is the CEO of Savo Trust, and he just came to speak to us at the zoo, which was
great.
Amazing. I had tears in my eyes the whole time. and that's another benefit that our members get. He got to come and speak to members and staff, but he was helping us get into the mindset of these people who live in the communities nearby these big tuskers. And you and I might go to the zoo and go, look at these amazing elephants. They're so cool, but we're protected from them. You know, they're big animals. And for...
And they're, by the way, extremely smart, too.
They are extremely smart,
Elephants are very smart.
Yeah. So this organization helps community members form better relationships and kind of coexist with these big tuskers. One of the really interesting things that they do and really creative things is that they help the farmers who rely on their farmlands, again, for food and income. So instead of having run-ins, air quotes, with these big tuskers, they provide creative solutions to helping create barriers between the tuskers and their farmlands. And one way they did this was by helping these farmers install honeybee hives.
Interesting.
Isn't that? I know. Yeah, I think that's so interesting. So big tuskers and elephants alike, as majestic as they are, they can cause severe damage to agricultural lands. So they also have a natural fear of honeybees.
I did not know that.
They do. So by installing these hives along fence lines of these agricultural lands, it's a natural way to kind of keep that barrier between the elephants and the people, which reduces
the conflicts.
Right.
And, and increases the survival. Because elephants and like you're saying, other big tusker, they are the black rhino, aren't they almost gone?
Are they critically endangered? The black rhino, I think, is. I should know that. But yeah, they're endangered. And like I said, the big tuskers, they are only accounting for 12 remaining, which is,
oh my gosh.
So sad. I mean, we've all seen pictures of them in the wild. They're incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this program is supported by, Quarters for Conservation.
Explain how that works. So when you go to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo,
every time you come to the zoo, 75% of your admission goes towards a conservation effort of your choice. So we got those big kiosks as soon as you walk in admissions, and you get to choose which effort that your 75 cents goes towards. So with that, and one of the guiding principles of the zoo is that we won't have animals there unless they have a direct connection to protecting their species in the wild. So you come to Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, visit our 6 golden girls, we call them, our elephants, and you can feed them, and money from that elephant feeding goes directly to Tsavo Trust and a few other elephant protection organizations.
And there's also other great conservation efforts at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, which we will talk about more when we come back on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we are talking with the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, and joining us from the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is Rachel Wright, Public Relations Social Media Manager, and Chelsea Walmer, Palm Oil and Conservation Programs Coordinator. And Chelsea, of course, Rachel, talking about the Tsavo Trust, just one of the conservation programs at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. Another one is the palm oil. And I know, let's start at the very beginning, because a lot of people might be like, what is the palm oil conservation effort? What does it mean? And how does it work? And it's actually a very big thing for people to know about.
Yeah, absolutely. So we might not even realize it, but we're actually probably using palm oil every single day in our lives. So it's an edible vegetable oil. It's found in about 50% of the stuff that you can buy from the grocery store.
Wow.
So food, vitamins, soap, shampoo, cleaning products, it's really in everything.
And it's very important that you are aware, right, of palm oil because of what goes in, is that right, to getting the palm oil?
Yeah, so the big discussion right now is we're talking about sustainable palm oil versus unsustainable palm oil. So there's quite a big difference between the two. Just to give you a little bit of a base from where it comes from, most palm oil today is grown in Indonesia and Malaysia, about 85% of it, but it's grown kind of all around the world along the equator.
Wow.
So when we talk about unsustainable palm oil, traditionally, a lot of palm oil production has resulted in deforestation, which has affected the animals there and, of course, just the natural ecosystem. Sustainable palm oil, though, we're talking about preserving those areas and helping those animals and also the people that live and work there.
So how does that work in trying to establish sustainable from unsustainable? Because this is an ongoing effort, isn't it?
It is an ongoing effort. And, you know, to be honest with you, when the zoo first got involved, of course, we got involved because we do have orangutans that live at the zoo that we care for, that we're, you know, teaching people about. When we originally learned about palm oil, our staff thought that they should boycott it. They thought that was the answer. And then so they traveled to Indonesia and Malaysia to learn more about where it comes from, who's producing it, how it's produced. And it was from going on that trip and talking to people on the ground that they actually learned that sustainable palm oil is a better solution.
Okay.
So when we talk about sustainable palm oil, we're talking about stuff or palm oil that's certified by the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil. So that's an NGO that certifies it.
Okay.
We are a member of that NGO, actually. We are a member of the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil. Yeah, the great thing about it, it's bringing together all the stakeholders. So environmental NGOs like us, social NGOs, palm oil farmers, producers, traders, and then also the companies that make the goods that we buy in the stores.
And like you were talking with the unsustainable palm oil, again, it's affecting the habitat for, like you say, orangutans, which, I mean, they're losing their habitat, aren't they, because of this?
So when we talk about unsustainable palm oil, that's where there could be problems with deforestation.
Yeah.
But sustainable palm oil, certified by the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, the goal is no deforestation. So companies who are members of this NGO, they actually have time-bound plans to have 100% deforestation-free palm oil.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So how can people be involved and help with this and support sustainable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Shine Mountain Zoo wanted to make it really easy for everyone, so we actually created an app that you can download on your phone.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can take it with you when you go shopping. You can use it to scan the barcodes of the products that you love to buy.
Okay.
Find out whether or not those companies are committed to using sustainable palm oil. You can use it to search for products, maybe even go through the categories. So, for example, if you're looking for a new dog food, there's a pet category. You can go in there, kind of browse what products we have in there. And it's being constantly updated with products and companies.
And part of this effort, again, is also to establish with the, work with unsustainable, the ones with the unsustainable. Is that right? Is it trying to grow that area and work with them?
Yeah. So another big thing that we do is we have people who come to the zoo. We do have a letter writing station and a coloring page station where people can write to some of those companies and encourage them to join the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil. Because if you find out your favorite company isn't, you know, committed to helping orangutans or elephants or rhinos in the wild, we want to encourage them to do that.
Well, and you just don't even think about it. Again, by the products we buy, the products we use every single day is affecting this.
Yes, it's in everything. People don't realize it.
And it goes by different names, doesn't it?
It does. So it goes by 50 different names. So palm oil does, right? So if you were to look at the ingredients list of a product, it's very likely that you wouldn't be able to find it. It's hard to ask the public to try to sleuth that out, so we do the hard work for you.
So how can folks get this app? What is the app called, and how can they download it so they can be more of an advocate?
Yeah, the best way is if you go into the App Store, you can search Sustainable Palm Oil Shopping app, and then you look for the green orangutan. That'll be our app.
Oh,
I love it. The green orangutan.
The green orangutan.
The green orangutan to show you that it's certified sustainable.
Oh, I love it. So go download the app. I'm assuming it's available on the Apple and Google Play.
And Google Play, yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, and there are a couple other features through the app. You can also thank companies who are members, so we do have that set up for you. And then if any time someone who's using the app has questions about palm oil, they can email us through the app, Shine Mountain Zoo's Palm Oil Team, and we're happy to help out and respond.
That is awesome. And, of course, we're going to have more with Rachel and Chelsea coming up. Of course, we have to talk about we've got so much to talk about. We're trying to cover everybody. I mean, we have to do probably a whole nother show.
That's
how it is with everybody, right? But we have to talk. There are... The first time. I am so excited. New details on the new exhibit. First time you guys are talking about it right here.
We're excited.
Also, Electric Safari is happening at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. And guess what? They're up for a vote for the best of USA Today. We'll have details on that and a lot more coming up on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we are talking with the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. Rachel Wright is here. Hello, Rachel.
Good morning.
Chelsea Welmer is here. Hello, Chelsea.
Good morning.
And we have a very special guest. Timmy, the red-footed tortoise, is here. You can see his picture on our KRDO News Radio Facebook and Twitter pages. And right now, he's roaming around. Timmy. He is looking around. And I do want to let you guys know that Timmy will be featured on Noon News today on KRDO News Channel 13. So you can see him on the Noon News. And very interesting, and I forgot this, Chelsea, as you were saying, like tortoises, turtles are the same way, right? So when you're scratching on his shell, he can feel that because the spinal column and nerve endings are connected to the shell. And just like dogs, sometimes, you know, when you find that scratchy spot. So apparently he can lift up and start wiggling when you find that scratchy spot.
Yeah, you find that spot that he really wants to be scratched. If you want to imitate it, it's kind of like if you touch your fingernails.
Okay.
Kind of imagine that's what they feel.
Oh, when you're kind of like scratching on the shell.
Yep.
That's awesome. And we were talking because Timmy, you guys are estimating maybe 40
right.
years old.
Yep.
But red-footed tortoises can live, what, 50 to 80 almost?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're saying with the technology and modern care now that the life expectancy might be extended to even 80. They were saying 50 for a long time.
But, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, Chelsea, red-footed tortoises are mainly found in which area?
South America.
South America. Mm-hmm. So go check out Timmy, the tortoise. And again, you can see him on Noon News today.
Yay.
Okay, so let's talk about the big winter event happening at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. You know it. You love it. You take your family to it. It is Electric Safari.
Electric Safari time starts Friday.
Does it start this Friday?
Yeah, already.
That
we
is
just
amazing.
Finished setting up Santa's area and it's looking really magical up there.
You know what, Rachel, you and I were talking a couple months ago, and I think that's when you guys started.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
It takes 4 months to put up all the lights.
For Electric Safari.
Yep, it's over 50 acres of twinkling lights, and we've got 85 light sculptures, some of which are animated. And this is my first year at the zoo, as you know, so I'm getting to see them all for the first time, so it's even more exciting for me. But one of the really cool animated light sculptures was, I think they put it in last year for the first time, it's a rhino giving a Jeep a little gentle nudge. So
a gentle nudge on the safari theme.
Just a little gentle nudge. Yeah. But yeah, it starts Friday. It goes through this weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5:30 to 8:30 or 4:30 for members and their paying guests. And then it kicks back off on the 14th and goes through January 1st, except for Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And Santa will be there through the 23rd. So you can come up to Safari Lodge by the lions, get your picture taken, bring your camera, take as many pictures as you want, include it with your admission, and walk around and see all the cool animal demonstrations. We have demonstrations every night. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and here's the great thing, because USA Today, you guys are, I mean, Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, you guys do so much. And it's recognized nationally because, once again, USA Today has nominated Cheyenne Mountain Zoo for best of in the country.
We're so excited.
And this one is for the
zoo lights.
The zoo lights.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So this is our third year to be nominated, and we've been in the top 10 the last 2 years. So we're asking everybody to go and vote for us. We have through December 10th to vote, and you can go to cmzoo.org/vote.
Okay.
You can vote once a day per device, so.
There you go.
We're fifth right now.
We're
hoping to bump up before the 10th. Yeah, they'll announce the winners December 21st, so we'll keep you posted.
I love it. So again, go to cmzoo.org/vote and help get number 5 right now. Let's get them up to number 1.
Thanks, Renee.
I love it. And you, Rachel, brought a very special treat for the KRDO News Radio listeners.
That's right, because we love you so much. We've got a 4-pack of Electric Safari admission tickets to give away.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know how this goes. Do you want to have Chelsea pick this time, or do you want to pick this
one? Do the honors.
So 473-1240 is the phone number, 473-1240. Which caller gets the 4-pack of...
Oh, got to pick a number?
Yeah. Again,
no.
Like, poor TJ, don't get, like, 97.
153.
Like, don't do that.
Let's do 40 for Timmy's age. Is that acceptable?
What about four?
Oh, we'll do 4. Okay. 4.
Is that okay, TJ? Give us a thumbs up. Are you okay with 4 or 40? He was about ready to have a panic attack. Caller number 4473-1240. You pick up a family 4-pack of passes to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo's Electric Safari. Again, kicks off this Friday. Mm-hmm. And you can go through all of the animal exhibits for the Electric Safari, or most of them?
Yeah, most of them. So some of our animals need to rest at night, so we let them do that. But yeah, a lot of animal exhibits are open, and like I said, demonstrations each night. So you can go to cmzoo.org/electric for the full schedule, also to purchase tickets. So this year we're doing it a little bit differently, just to make sure there's plenty of room for people to walk around.
Yeah.
We're asking even members, go online, just secure your spot. That guarantees your admission, because some nights will sell out.
Oh, this is easily. And
our 28th year.
Yeah, there's a line.
So we're hoping to reduce that and keep letting members in earlier at 4:30. So if you're a member and you have guests with you who are non-members, they can go in at 4:30 with you as well.
And are members advised to do their purchase pre-early reservations as well?
Yes,
okay.
Please. Yeah, go to cmzoo.org/electric. You can get, the general public gets $2 off per ticket if you purchase your ticket by 3 p.m. the day you plan to attend. And then members can secure their spots that way too.
So as you're saying, reserve early.
Yeah.
Like I can go online right now, get my tickets. Chelsea's like, yes.
Yeah.
We've all seen the lines, right?
Yes.
To get in. So go get your tickets now at cmzoo.org/electric.
Electric.
Love it. Okay. Our winner, drum roll, ready? Annette, congratulations. Just picked up the 4 backup passes.
Yay, Annette.
The Electric Safari at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. And that's not only the only amazing program that's going on at the zoo.
Yeah.
There's also other stuff that happens. Oh, there's programs all the time that that the zoo does.
It's incredible. I know a lot of people think the zoo slows down when
during the winter.
The weather gets cooler, but it really doesn't. We still have animal demonstrations every day. We have a lot of inside animal areas where you can go and visit the animals and stay warm with them. And it's value day pricing through February. So not only do you get more of the zoo to yourself, you get admission at a lower cost, and there's still so much going on. In addition to Electric Safari, like you said, we have other events too. So we have Wild Nights, which are sleepovers at the zoo. I know.
You can sleep over at the zoo.
I think we should plan one.
Can we do like a girls'
Let's
night?
Let's do a girls'
wild
night.
Wild night. I love that. Yeah. Can we do that? Chelsea, will you like plan the whole thing?
We can.
The That's girls awesome. Plus Timmy.
Yeah,
Timmy
the girls plus Timmy.
The honorary guy. But yeah, so wild nights are our sleepovers. We have a couple kids-only wild nights that are scheduled. One's January 12th, and then the other one is Valentine's Day weekend. So
awesome.
If you're looking for a date night and then something fun for the kids to do while you're out enjoying Valentine's Day, this is a great option. Oh, Timmy's coming over to say hello. Hi, Timmy.
Timmy's on the move. He's going to be all through the studios now.
Yeah. So wild night sleepovers, you can either go, like I said, to those scheduled wild nights, if they're just two or three of you, or if you have a party of 10 or more, up to 175 people.
Can stay over?
You can book your
no
own.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, I could invite, like, everybody.
Family reunion.
Family reunion. That would be
make,
so
like,
fun.
Wedding reception.
A wedding reception.
Zoo, like,
a wedding.
Like bachelorette party. Yeah.
Okay, so that's so fun.
You get dinner, you can roast s'mores, and then you get an evening tour of the zoo. So you see the zoo at night.
That's awesome.
I've seen some of the kiddos groups doing laser tag around the zoo in special areas where they're not
awesome.
Bothering the animals, of course. But yeah.
But I'm sure you need to make your reservations, obviously, ahead of time.
Yep. You can go to cmzoo.org/wildnights for that. It's designed for ages 5+. It's, like I said, a great team building experience. So you could bring the scouts if you're on a new
great
basketball
idea.
Team.
Yeah.
Get to know each other, company parties.
Yeah, next KRDO retreat.
Good idea, Chelsea.
That's a really good idea. You guys are awesome. So we've talked about so much, you guys. So pretty much go to cmzoo.org. Pre-order, reserve your spots for Electric Safari, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
Wild Nights, you can make reservations and do that. Mm-hmm. What else did we say? Just go to cmzoo.org. Did you like
just
that?
Just go
Value
there
days.
And just hang out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Value day pricing for daytime admission through February. It's a great time to come out.
Love
it's
it.
Magical.
Yes.
Up there on the mountain.
Okay, so we got to take a break now because you're hearing it here first.
Ooh.
New details on the new exhibit coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Rachel Wright, Chelsea Wilmer here from the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, and so is Timmy, red-footed tortoise is here. I mean, he's getting a lot of FaceTime today.
Everywhere we go.
Every week.
He's a star.
I mean, is he going to be selfie day? And you can see him on the new news today. He's a great ambassador animal from the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. And we're talking about some new things, new details on the new exhibit at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. It had to be hard, wasn't it, when the hippos... Where were they shipped to? The hippos were sent to...
Dickerson Park Zoo in Missouri. Yeah, we've been to visit them a few times.
That's good. They're chilling out. They're being cared for.
They're very happy.
But you know what? For anybody that has been at the zoo or known the zoo since I was... I'm not even going to say how old I am, people, so don't even try. But that hippo exhibit at the zoo, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
Yeah.
So the new exhibit is called...
Water's Edge Africa.
Yay!
We are so excited. We're excited to come here and give you some new details.
Yeah, let's give us the
plans
deets.
For this big exhibit.
Okay.
So if anyone who's been to the zoo lately has seen a hard hat area near Primate World on the way. So it's in the same location as the previous hippo exhibit. And we have been working on this new exhibit that was going to house the hippo. So the two girls are coming back. African penguins, lemurs, warthogs, and more.
Are all going to be in this.
Yeah.
Because that's the new thing, isn't it, Chelsea? Like with the exhibits is mixing, right? The species.
Mm-hmm. More understanding of the habitat they live in.
Right.
And how they all interact.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're doing that.
So this is, yeah. So the girls will come home. Like you said, they've been vacationing in Dickerson Park Zoo in Missouri. They'll come back when construction's complete, and then we'll give them some time to get introduced and be happy in their new home. And in addition to Zambezi and Kasai, the two girls, we are going to be welcoming a male hippo.
Hey, because we're trying, aren't we? Are we trying?
We're trying.
Are we going to try?
We're trying.
We're trying.
Yep. So, one of the goals of implementing a hippo breeding program is to add assurance population of hippos in zoos. And assurance populations are important for species like hippos that are experiencing really massive drops in numbers in the wild. So this habitat, which is roughly the length of a football field, is going to give us the space we need to house a big male hippo in addition to, like I said, the two girls, Zambezi and Kasai.
That's amazing. And the introduction period, though, Chelsea, for introducing animals together.
So unpredictable.
It's unpredictable, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. But
so are they already looking at which possible male hippo might be coming to the Cheyenne Mountains?
There have been some conversations.
Are there some interviews happening?
Yeah, doing some interviews. The dating game show and who's behind door number one and all that good stuff.
That's great. Well, we know soon. Like, maybe.
We have to know soon. Okay. Yeah. So the exhibit is scheduled. It's on schedule. Timmy's on my foot right now.
Sorry. Yeah. Rachel is moving around because Timmy is on the move.
Tortoise on my foot. That's
on your foot. That's funny.
The exhibit's on schedule. If you've ever built a house, you know how construction goes.
Yeah.
There are always delays and things like that. So we're not putting out a definitive opening date.
Okay.
We're also
That was my next question.
I knew it would be. we're also planning sort of a phased opening.
Okay.
So instead of picking a date and rushing through things and maybe not doing it as well as if we were to allow ourselves time to do things right, we're going to do it the second way. So it'll be a phased opening. So like the penguins, the plan is for them to arrive before the hippos. So we might do an opening to introduce the penguins and then another event to celebrate the hippos. So like I mentioned the penguins. Cool detail.
You know my question about the penguins, right? Okay, you talk about the details. I'll ask my question
because
it's important, right? It's an important question.
It is an important
question. Okay, go ahead.
So one of the really exciting plans of the new exhibit is that we're going to have a penguin beach.
That's awesome.
Where you can waddle around with the penguins.
Can you really go in with them?
Yeah. So, our whole thing at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is it's interactive and, you can come and feed giraffe and you can come to the loft and experience all these animals and really form those connections. So we'll be able to do that with penguins, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So the whole inside, they're going to have another pool. They've got waterfall slides so you can watch
the
them.
The penguins,
you can watch
too?
Them. Yeah.
That's
zipping
gonna be
around
awesome.
Underwater. And they're ambassador animals, too, like Timmy over here who might be...
Where's he going?
He's going under the desk.
Okay, we might have to stop Timmy here. Hold on.
Chelsea's on it.
Okay.
So the reason we build these exhibits, like Chelsea was saying, create
He
these
was
habitats.
Going under where no
like,
no tortoise has
I'm
been
on
before.
The run.
Yeah.
most people wouldn't have the opportunity to see a hippo or an African penguin in real life. So they might not have the chance to experience firsthand how amazing these animals are. And the new exhibit has features we hope are going to help guests feel close and form those personal connections. So like I said, you can waddle with the penguins.
I love it.
Watch them zipping around underwater, which is always so much fun. There's also in the plans a knife edge pool in design for the hippos. So the idea is that you feel like you're part of the habitat and part of the environment instead of having these really obvious visual obstructions.
Right.
And then that interactive design's also including a suspension bridge.
Whoa.
So you
over?
Can. Yeah.
That's
so
incredible.
You'll be able to walk over and look down. Like I said, you're a part of the environment rather than an observer.
Right.
Yeah.
So, of course, the big question. We know we get African penguins. What are the chances we get king penguins?
think you do such a good impression. I do. I the penguins. You just come out and
hang out at the zoo. Do that for us.
I could be the king penguin. Yes. Right?
I know. Yeah. A lot of people have asked that question, like, what are penguins doing in Colorado? And they,
well, African penguins African. Are in the, war, yeah. the warmer. The so king penguins, warmer. However, need the colder, don't
yep.
they?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, you guys, we have to wrap it up. I'm getting the glares from TJ. But really quick, let's cover all the info we've covered today. Reserve your space for Electric Safari.
Yep.
cmzoo.org/electric.
Mm-hmm. Starts this weekend.
If you want to do the little wild nights, make your reservations. And let's talk about the app again, the Palm Oil app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can download the app. Look for it in the App Store, CM Zoo, or you can type in Sustainable Palm Oil app, look for the green orangutan.
Okay, mm-hmm. and download that, and that'll download help that. You find the products that yes. have sustainable palm yes. oil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we had so much. And don't miss Timmy, new news today. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. And coming up tomorrow, actually, the extra will be starting at 9 a.m. We will be covering the funeral of former President George H.W. Bush. We will record our guests and play them later in the month. So that's tomorrow starting at 9 on KRDO News Radio.